The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Free Fire Radio Show here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week and enhanced larger. And I don't see how it could get any better, but it's great. Walk-in humidor. And the service, of course, is just simply outstanding. Good morning, everybody. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning. Not that anybody's in a hurry, but this year at least, summer's kind of sneaking up. It's not hitting us like a bag of rocks. Today's temperature, mostly sunny, a high near 82, light and variable winds, 20% chance of showers after 11 tonight. Showers possible tomorrow morning and maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. And then on Friday night, showers likely. Currently in Reading, we are at 58 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business down in Anderson. They give discounts for seniors and veterans and helps people if, you know, if you need a payment plan, they've got that too. 365-3793 for them. Want to have Chuck on. He was over in Nepal and working with helping people over there and talking about the country. Need to have him on. I talked to him the other day. Hey, this whole at 8 o'clock, we're going to come in. You know, remember a few months ago when they were trying to figure out what to do with South City Park?
Right.
Rick Bassetti. And by the way, this Friday kicks off baseball. Go 45. Mm-hmm. And we have tickets. Yeah, I have tickets for this. In fact, right now, if you're listening and you want two tickets to this Friday's game, you listen. You can. It's a salute to the veterans. You know, Linda's going to be singing the national anthem. It's going to be a great, great event down there. And of course, like we said, we're kicking it off this Friday, and down at Tiger Field, 605-4567. Give me a call. I have tickets for this game. If you want two tickets, we can go two tickets.
A great, great event. Are you channeling the president again?
Am I channeling the president?
That's one of his little phrases. It's always a great, great
something. This is a great event. This one is a great event. I know with everything with Trump, it's a great event. We're going to be talking about that. There you go. Our first call of the day, and it's for, I'm sure it's for tickets. You want two tickets? We have two tickets. You want four tickets? Yeah, I could be talked into four tickets for this Friday. Now, these tickets, I just want to tell you, are good for any time this year. So say you can't make it Friday, but you can go Saturday. They're good for any time this year. There's no dates. How many does he need?
How many do you need?
So it's not just for this Friday. It could be for any time for the whole season. Four tickets. Just gave away four tickets. We're going to give more away today. We're also going to give away some tomorrow because, like I said, these are good for any time this season. But I'd like you to come down this Friday because, like I said, Linda's singing, and it's a salute to the veterans. It's going to be great. So thank you very much, Paula.
Paula.
Thank you very much, Paula. All right. Let's get going here. Now, like I said, it was at South City Park. Remember, the city council came out and said, hey, look, we want ideas of things to do down there. Well, we had a number of people put in ideas on what to do with South City Park, and we're going to have some of those ideas presented today at 8 o'clock. There's been no decision that I know of. I talked to Barry Tippin about it. He said they were looking at them. They were going to be reaching out here soon. But we've got some of the people that came up with these ideas just to talk about what could be done at South City Park. So that we kind of take it back. The other day, not kind of take it back, but we take it back. Linda and I drove by there the other day. What did we see? I mean, there had to have been 60, 70 people out there. I mean, they were everywhere.
I assume anti-personnel mines are off the table.
No, you don't want to do things like that. Now, you know, I know that you're saying that facetiously. But here's the thing. we have a problem down there. But if we put businesses down there and other things, and it's just going to keep moving along and away from the library. I, you know, frankly, I know what the library says. I know the library's put that gate out there. I know what the library, you know, that they have to have their doors open. But I realize also it's a problem at the library.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at it, though, because a library is kind of like Starbucks. Starbucks, who now has become the homeless center throughout the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I may just walk down to the Starbucks here and just sit there and get out my Wi-Fi or get out a little computer, just do it in there, and casually walk back in there, just use your bathroom, and just hog a table for all day long.
I was a little irritated, in fact, last night when we went to Costco, because, as you know, Pete's Coffee was purchased by Starbucks.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I did not know that.
So I was buying I usually get a bag of Major Dickinson's, and I said, Major Dickinson's blend made by Pete's Coffee. Now, I got to double check that, but I believe, yeah, that Pete's Coffee was purchased by Starbucks and is an independent brand held under the corporation. I'll double check on that. But I passed on the Pete's Coffee because morally I could not purchase.
Well, here it goes. Well, you ought to go back and check that out, see if Pete's Coffee, because that, you know what, here's the thing is, there's corporations are buying so much stuff up. That pretty soon there's only going to be several corporations owning most of everything. If you have Starbucks, it owns all the coffee, but not Theory Coffee. Not Theory over here across the street from us on California. Not across from us. Over there by the Napa Auto Parts, across from the Empire Recovery Center. They are kicking butt over there. And in conjunction of everything else we've been doing here with the new construction, the new painting, the new studio that's going to be going in there in the next week or two, now that the painting's done, we are also going to offer, are you ready for this? Our own coffee.
Mm.
Free Fire Radio Coffee. Staunchly conservative and strong. could be just strongly conservative coffee. You know what? We'll let you all help us with that one. Now, and we'll sell that. We'll sell that on our website, or we'll just sell it here. If you want Free Fire Radio Coffee with our logo, strongly, what is it? Somebody said staunchly conservative coffee. What I'm looking for is that strong. I want that strong, that blend that gets you going in the morning.
I do stand corrected. It was Starbucks was looking to buy Pete's. Instead, they sold to a German conglomerate in 2012.
I don't know if that's any better.
Right?
I'm not sure if that's any better. So. Completely Starbucks.
My anti-Starbucks stance. I could have bought the Major Dickinson's with a mostly clear conscience.
Now you can buy a peach with a clear conscience.
Yes,
it's German coffee. All right. Hey, a lot of things we want to talk about today, and we want to take a quick break, get started. You know what? There's so many things that are happening. One that we're going to come back on is Trump has canceled the meeting with Kim Jong-un has canceled the meeting, and officially in a letter just came out. You heard it right on the news, right at the top of the hour. But they were hinting about it. Now they nailed it because of things that have been said and things that have been done by the North Korean regime. Now here's the question: is when I see comments from some of the people in the North Korean regime, like we said, like the head of their nuclear arsenal, are these guys just talking on their own, or is this something they can't say anything unless it's been fed to them by Kim?
Oh, they're believing their own narrative.
That's for sure. I mean, that's why Saddam Hussein did not pull out of Kuwait when the whole world was poised to kick his butt, because he thoroughly believed it wasn't going to happen and thoroughly believed he could hold that land.
He had hubris and was going to be the mother of all battles, which ended with a baby's
here
cry.
Here is the danger of somebody like Kim Jong-un, just like Saddam Hussein. Saddam surrounded himself with his sons, who surrounded themselves with sycophants, who just absolutely, absolutely could not say no. Because if you said no, if you offended them, they would kill you. They would just take you out and kill you. Probably they torture you first. Or, as was known, they would throw you off the side of a building and then feed you to one of Uday's lions. Because he had lions and they would feed people to that. Oh, yeah. You should have seen that compound. Anyway, so here you've got Kim Il-sung, who is probably surrounded by people that are afraid to say no to him.
Well, it's a worship of the family.
God, you know? So, anyway. Does that sound familiar about anything else? We're going to take a break here, but getting back from a, you know, from a fast-moving, fast-paced vacation, you want to come back and rest. We haven't had that chance yet. I'm sure it'll happen. But the one thing that has happened is dropping into our Sleep Number bed and just going right to sleep. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. My Sleep Number setting is 65. And I can't tell you that it is absolutely a pleasure to get into our bed at night and be comfortable. And then when Elk Killer hears that, whatever that dog hears at 3:15 in the morning almost every day, almost every evening, maybe not every evening, but most. I'm thinking, is that you know, the train or something like this? And it wakes me up. At that point, you know, you look around, and then you just go right back to sleep. Just right back to sleep. And right now, Sleep Number has these Sleep Number 360 smart beds that adjust to you as you move. You can actually feel how it contours to your neck, shoulders, backs, and hips, relieving pressure points for more proper spinal alignment. How great is that, huh? Well, head on down to the Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center and know that the latest Sleep Number 360 smart beds are having a special Memorial Day savings up to $700. That's right, up to $700. How much is a good night's sleep worth? We'll be right back. It's about 17 minutes after the hour 7 here on the 24th of May, 2018. 57 degrees, going up to 82 today. Maybe a little bit of rain. Who knows? We'll be right back.
And the bass is running, running, and 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 running, running.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
I've been running through the jungle.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda. Linda is. Here's Linda's assignment today. We got back, you know, of course, at midnight on Tuesday night. She was right in here Wednesday. Our house looks like something's exploded in the middle of it. Just stuff thrown everywhere. Oh, my gosh. And
which bag is that in?
Well, you know what? Okay, I am so proud of her. She took one bag. She took a carry-on bag, the kind you just roll in. Now this is a girl that could literally on a camping trip could take four bags and we've had to get another mule to carry the stuff.
The safari thing, you know, yeah.
But we went to New York. I mean, we're talking about places of dinner, running around, all these things. She got it all in. All the things, you know, that women do that we don't. Hair, makeup, all that stuff. The extra pair of shoes. The extra pair of shoes. I mean, you know, those. And you got to put them in these little quart bags to get them through TSA. Well, I'm have to say, I carried, you know, like one quart bag for it, but still. Anyway, but you'd be surprised how much stuff you can get in. And when you open it up, it kind of like, it's stuff hanging everywhere. Anyway, thanks a lot, hon, for taking care of us today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. You know, this is a employee-run company, an employee-owned company is SST Oil. And, you know, and they are really, really fine people. If you're looking for, you know, I mean, they're there, they're raising money, they're donating. And you know what? Those are good things. But the level of service that they have is just, I mean, it's just magnificent, you could say. They deliver oil, kerosene. They take care of heaters. They take care of people. And right now they're offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off all parts for your water heaters and your heaters for the Toyotomi and Monitor brand heaters. Veterans get an additional 5%. Think about that. So that would be 25% off for a veteran. So why wouldn't you call SST Oil at 241-1167? And right now they have early bird discounts on kerosene beginning in May through July. Call SST Oil to schedule your maintenance and delivery. Again, 241-1167. NFL owners have voted unanimously that all personnel will stand for the national anthem. If you don't want to stand for the national anthem, fine. You can stay inside. That's okay. They don't care. But if you're out in the field, you will stand for the national anthem and flag. Whoa! You talk about, you talk about the right and left as just erupting. First of all, of course, Trump goes, yeah, nanny, nanny, nanny. You know, and of course, that just infuriated everybody. But, so now the players are trying to think of ways. Okay, we're going to come out. The NFL says we will fine not only the players but the teams. So the New York Jets owner says, well, look, if they want to do that's fine. I'll pay their fines. I wonder how much those fines are, because when the NFL owners voted on this, and it was unanimous, mm-hmm. even though San Francisco, of course, abstains because they can't think of anything honor the flag or veterans, what are the fines going to be? Is it going to be like, okay, if you do it, it's $1,000, which is like not even chump change.
Yeah.
If you say it's like, okay. $50,000.
Yeah.
How about this? How about How about $50,000 per, and each time it doubles?
Yep. I see.
Then you see what they say.
You know, certain individuals will try to create credit. The bottom line here is that the NFL heard the fans.
Oh, the fans
saw the numbers dropping precipitously.
It wasn't Trump. Trump said it, and he just, if anything, you know, he can infuriate some of them. First of all, it wasn't a lot of them to begin with. Mm. When you look at it, it wasn't a lot. There were some, you know, and you know what? There's some, maybe not even 10%, probably. Not even 10% of the players out there did it. I'm sure it wasn't even 10%. And then Trump said, you know what? You all ought to be fired for doing this. Then everybody kneeled. And then they came back up again. So, but it was always less than 10%. You know, if you take a look, if you look along the sidelines, there's a couple there, mm-hmm. two are there, but not that many. I mean, all, the rest of the personnel are. So it wasn't that many, but it still offended the people of the United States.
Yeah.
When you see them sitting in Pittsburgh or kneeling in Pittsburgh and behind every one of the people in the stands were on their feet with their hands over their hearts, singing the national anthem, you would think that that would resonate with a team. And I think it did in Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh just said, you know what, we're not going to do that again. Anyway, so here it is. And, of course, now, so the NFL is now racist and because you're not allowing people to protest. Okay, well, here's the thing is, they're employees. Let's go back to this one thing. You're taking away the right of self-expression. They have already signed that away a long time ago, my friends. Because if that's the case, then why are they coming down on 9/11 shoes, breast cancer awareness, you know, socks? You can't wear those, and you can't do all these other things. Well, you can't do those things, but you can kneel. So they're bringing this back in the line of saying, hey, look, this is a profession. This is a business. No, you don't bring it into work. So they're going to say, well, yes, we can. Well, no, you can't. Because if you really want to get in self-expression, than San Francisco 49ers. How about if you're a quarterback, your new quarterback, that actually you've got one that can throw the ball down the field? What if he comes out in a what if he comes out in a Denver Broncos jersey and says, "Hey, this is just I feel this way today, man. I feel this. I'm feeling this. This is my right. This is my self-expression. I want to wear a Denver Broncos jersey and I want to wear a red shoe and a blue shoe." What's wrong with that? That's self-expression. Why can't that be part of the deal? Anyway, I can't wait to see. I just can't wait to see preseason. Because when they say that, now we can go back to watching football. How many people, did you really, I know I can't ask if you turned away the whole football season, but did you watch a lot less?
I tend not to watch NFL.
So it had no impact on you at all?
No.
Okay. Well, I cut back. Way cut back on it. So, now, let me say this. Let's get into, I'm getting that local race in a minute. I want to talk about, everything I'm talking about today is kind of like, it's going to make you go, this is a good story. MIAP, Fred Salante, Missing in America Project. He read into the Washington Post that the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was having a problem. People were leaving the cremains of veterans at the wall, you know, as they died. And it's been getting more and more as, of course, as the Vietnam veterans get older. And they've got over 70 remains, and he didn't really know what to do with them. Salante calls and arranges, so now the Missing in America Project, once a year, will gather those and have them interred. Now, where are they going to put them? At the Manassas Cemetery, like about a mile away. Manassas, if that sounds, Manassas, Virginia, is where the battles of Bull Run were fought. Bull Run 1 and 2, which the rebels won. In fact, when they won the first one, so many people had come out from Washington, D.C. to watch it. They came out in their carriages. They brought lunches. They were watching the battle out on the fields out there. And the Confederates won.
He thought the NFL was rough.
Oh yeah. So everybody rushed back into town, and then they threw up barriers around to try and protect Washington D.C. Well, the Confederates didn't move forward. Anyway, but going back is that now, Fred and his group will take care of those remains. They're going to have their own wall where they can put the remains in, and also have like a little plaque, an old place to put a flag.
Mm.
Is this great?
Yeah.
You know, Fred. Thank you. Fred's 70 years old. Fred's not, you know, Fred's going through, just like a lot of people at that age, it's going through some health things going on here. But he is always there. He's always pushing. He started this in 2006 here. And it has been his life. And it's now nationwide. The amount of things they've done, it's just, I mean, the amount of paperwork and bureaucracy he had to go through. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some things that are going on in local races. I'm seeing things that I'm getting things in emails. I'm getting things here on the in the chat room. Because it looks like the races are heating up and people are starting to go after each other. This portion of the show is brought to you by, maybe this is appropriate, Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's located, of course, in the heart of downtown Reading and recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The community's choice. We'll be right back.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Astronaut Buzz Aldrin here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 57 degrees out there, going up to 82 today. Don't leave anything in the car. Your flowers, your kids, your dogs. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business well over 25 years. Better known business, best in the North State. can fix any type of heating or cooling systems. Have them come out, take a look, make sure those filters are clean and those air ducts are working there before it really hits us, like as Bob says, a sack of rocks the summer. 221-2642 is their number, or their website, homecomfort.org. You know what? They are so busy, we invited them out to the rodeo. I'd like to do that, but we're working 14 hours a day. So get on their list. They're great. Hey, okay. It's heating up. Now, get this. They've got videos that was just sent to us. Why don't you take a look at that video, buddy, about supposedly they're stealing signs, that Sheriff Basenko's people are stealing signs. Well, I shouldn't say that. Not Basenko, not his people. Some people are stealing green signs. On the other hand, I got an email from somebody, it's unknown, that talked about green and who gives him money. I have never seen this happen before.
Let us be clear. We do not know who the people in this video are. No. We have a shaky, I'm going to pull it up, but I will bet you money. It's a shaky cell phone image of someone running up and grabbing a sign and running off with it. And we don't know the context. We don't know what's outside the frame.
That's it. But see, and here's the other thing. And then when people send you stuff, so we don't go any further than that. But what the part that's getting to me is, that's weird. I mean, things are starting. Is it heating up like that? That people are that upset or whatever these things are happening? Okay, enough of that. But speaking of races, the governor's race, let's talk about this. Did Gavin Newsom spend millions of dollars on ads for his Republican opponent, John Cox? Well, it makes you wonder. See, Cox is running in front right now. That's why I'm saying Republican. Because right now, because Gavin Newsom did a ad. Have you seen this ad where he promises single-payer health care? He doesn't know how he's going to do it. Even his closest Democrat opponent, Bill Gross out of L.A., says, this is going to raise, you're going to double everybody's tax. You've got to raise $200 billion, a minimum $200 billion to do this. Gavin doesn't care. Gavin's leaning way left there. A single-payer health system. You guys want it. More illegals. More free stuff for illegals. Oh, I'm going after guns, too. So when you read this, when you listen or you watch this ad, it's like everybody that sees this, that has this clenching in their bowels after Gavin Newsom says something. You look around, and John Cox has just tied the number two Democrat, Bill Garosa, and, in fact, is ahead of him. Now, what Gavin Newsom wants is to run against a Republican. He wants to run against a Republican so he can just smash him. He doesn't want to run against another Democrat who can come in there and be a little more middle of the road, if that's possible, than Newsom. And Newsom is so far left at this point. The other Democrat running, you know, the mayor of L.A., Bill Gross, he could just come in and be like 2 points to the right of him, and he's a lot better than Newsom. And he is still so far left, yet he leans when he walks. So as Gavin Newsom wants to run against the Republican, you know what? Gavin Newsom ought to spend a lot of money saying these things that are so outrageous. And then when Cox becomes the guy in the runoff against him after the primaries, then he kind of, well, you know what, maybe not this. And he still hammers him and beats him. I hate this. So it's kind of cool, though, to look at it.
I looked at the video and you know, first of all, see who posted it. Second of all, anything can be set up. Third of all, I don't know about you, but I have never, ever changed a vote based on the number of yard signs I see for an individual. In fact, if I see if I see so many signs that it becomes annoying, it inclines me against the person.
Really?
If I see so many yard signs that it starts annoying me, blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind, as the song lyric goes, I bias against that person or measure. Because then Okay,
I see
what's the motivation of spending that money?
Name recognition. A lot of
people, it goes too far.
A lot of people, you know, here's what gets me is the mailers. I'm sorry, but, you know, we get a lot of, get a lot out of our mailers. Really? I'm not sure that's true, but then again, I'm basing it on people I know in my house where the mailers come in, and as I'm sorting through the mail, okay, these are ones that I keep. These are the ones I get rid of. I don't read them. I just see what they are. Like if anything on an envelope says New Day on it, and this admiral wants to give Linda money. He's begging Linda to let me redo your mortgage.
Oh yeah,
I promise you, Admiral. You have, you know what, Admiral? You obviously have lost the bubble here. You know, that's all you want to do is give us money. Okay, if I see New Day, phew, there it goes. AARP, you're just wasting your money here, buddy. You all went for the single-payer health care system. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, you know, you sold your soul to the devil. No AARP. I get things from a variety of other groups of people that want to just give me money. Hey, here, look, I can give you $450,000. Just sign your name.
Oh yeah, cabbage. That's a big.
And I'm like, gosh, that's really cool. Just sign my name, and it'll give me $450,000. Isn't that cool? Okay, that goes in the trash too.
Yeah.
Here come the mailers. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, trash.
Yeah.
I just, you know what? Because it's, first of all, if you try to read them, and if you actually believe trailers.
It's the same concept.
Yeah,
trust
it's a trailer. So a lot of times, the best part of a movie is the trailer for 60 seconds. In this case, you try and read these advertisements for candidates or whatever. You read these things and you go, oh, wow. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're true. It just means this is what the candidate has written. So I just dump them. I just don't, you know what? Where do people, who votes? Let me just give, you know, a quick primer here. Who votes? The people that listen to talk radio vote.
As a rule.
If you put your money, and I'm not saying that doesn't get your name out there to different people and all that on other stations, you know, that's fine. But the people who vote, it's a proven fact. The people who listen and the people who vote come off of talk radio.
Well, those that aren't influenced by various community activists.
Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I got to say one thing about this governor's race. It's mainly the North State. It is running for Travis Allen, not John Cox. John Cox has lost 7 times in Chicago. He's lost 6 times running for office in Southern California. So not only that, but not until 2011 did he move to California. He's a Chicagoan. And I don't think the people in California ought to vote for John Cox.
Okay, Bob.
Lot of things he will not go with President Trump on.
Okay. Well, let me ask you questions here, Bob.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to throw these things out. Are we wasting a vote if we vote for Travis Allen? Because Cox is in front of him. So if you vote for Travis Allen and then Cox doesn't make the final 2, aren't we losing something there?
That's a possibility. But again, if you look at the last presidency, wasn't Clinton ahead all the time of President Trump? Can the underdog win?
You're absolutely right.
Actually, he's a better person.
Oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. We've had Travis Allen on. He sounds like a great guy. I don't even know if you've even had Cox on yet. We've had a lot of advertising.
We sell him airtime. Yeah,
we sell him a lot of airtime. I have no. You know what? I'm an equal opportunity seller on that. Well, here's another question, then. Should people and you know, and I'm going to talk about this after the break, but think about this one, Bob, and then you can comment on that. You can call me back or something. Should we make a deal with the devil and go for the number 2 guy, the Democrat, Luis, if he promises things like, you know, rolling back taxes, I'm not going to come after guns, something like that, do we make a deal with that? Because that could be what the North and the conservatives and Republicans could be the ones to push him over into the wind.
Anybody but Newsom.
Anybody but Newsom. Okay, I'm going to talk about that when we get back. Thanks a lot, Bob. You know what? That was a great phone call. Okay.
Hey, you have a good one. Thank you.
Have
a great day.
You too, buddy. Okay. Here's the thing. Should we as conservatives and Republicans and libertarians and just non-stated, because you just don't want Gavin Newsom, where do we put our votes?
The lesser
of
evils.
We can push somebody over. I mean, push them over the top there, but we've got to take a break. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. Hey, you know what? It's Northern California's premier retirement community. I've been there. I visited. The people there are extremely happy. The food's really good. They're surrounded by, of course, you know, the city. They're down there next to the VA, but they take trips everywhere. This is senior living. This is not a home where they're taking care of people. These people are on the go. They've got cars. They do all of these great events there. It's River Commons. Give them a call. Head on down there. See what they can do. And they're going to arrange a personalized tour for you today. But you have to call, give them a call, 238-5981. All right, we'll be right back.
Friday, June 15th, as Wind River Resort and Casino in Bella Vista Farms host Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Stone Hearts Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, June 15th, for the 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 50% of the proceeds will go to Bella Vista Farms, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX, one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMo system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin blade cutting system, which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Redding. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott.
Linda. We are just dancing in the dark.
We are dancing. You know what? That ought to be the new state song of California, Dancing in the Dark. That's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 57 degrees, going up to 82 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. And if you like guns, I like guns. Bastiani Arms. This is the only place I go to buy guns. Why? Because they've got all the types of guns you want. Long guns, pistols, revolvers, all the accessories, classes on CCW, classes on hunter safety, great gunsmithing. If you want to have that trigger worked on or a little extra stuff put on it, Bastiani Arms. Husband and wife, John and Sarah, started this 8 years ago. It is the best place in town to go buy a firearm because when you walk in there, they take their time. They don't treat you like, oh, you don't know anything. They welcome novice shooters. Bastiani Arms, they welcome all shooters. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday.
There you go, you rural guy clinging to your guns and religion.
I do, and then I go to church. I like guns. I go to church. I respect people. And should we, and the question is, should we throw our support, we that are pro-life, pro-church, pro-gun, pro-patriotism, pro-country, against sanctuary cities and all that, should we, and there's millions of people in California like that, should we throw all of our votes behind the lesser of two Democrat evils?
K. Should it come down to that?
Kay, what do you think?
I'm glad Bob called in.
I am too.
But I think that Cox was supposed to be here, but he had the flu.
Yeah.
And then we were supposed to get to see him again. He's been in Red Bluff, he's been in Oroville, but he hasn't been here. And I think...
Silly boy.
I think some of the people who were organizing it went head over heels for Alan. And personally, I'm not convinced that Alan's a good person. I don't like him. And, he thinks all these problems are just real simple. And I don't like people who think that problems are simple. And if they were so simple, why didn't he do more when he was as state senator? Even though he's a Republican. I just, life isn't that simple, especially nowadays.
Well,
and
you know what,
I wish you could get
Cox.
Mr. Cox on interviewing on the radio.
You know what? Here we go. We're going to try. You know, maybe if it's for 15 or 20 minutes, we're going to get him on. Bob is going to leap into this right after the show.
It is hard to find phone numbers for him.
It doesn't make any difference. Somebody around here must. I tell you what, he appears with LaMoffa, so go to Aaron Ryan.
Well, LaMoffa's supporting him.
I know, that's what I mean. So we'll go to LaMoffa's people and say, I want to get a hold of Cox's people. He has been advertising on our station.
Right,
since
and I love
January,
his advertisements.
Since
really good.
January, he's been advertising consistently with us. So,
another thing that Alan thinks is that he'll be able to do everything because he'll be governor and he can veto all these terrible bills.
Well,
but the thing of it is the way that the legislature is, it would be no problem to override them, even though the history of overriding governor's vetoes is very low.
Well, but here's the thing is that if they've got that supermajority in both the Assembly and the Senate, they can do that.
Exactly.
If the Republicans do nothing else during this cycle but break that supermajority so that they actually have to talk to a Republican before they gut bills and pass things, that's what they have to do. But here is something you've got to keep in your mind, and this should never, ever, ever, ever be out of our mind, is the phrase, anybody but Gavin. So whatever we have to do to keep Gavin Newsom from becoming governor should be done. You know what? If you have to make a deal with the devil and it's a Democrat, then maybe we need to look at it.
Do it for 4 years.
For four years. Okay, thanks a lot, Kay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, here's the other thing about that. Is somebody called in and said, well, you know, Trump has endorsed Cox. So that's one thing. And I think the pro-life people have also endorsed Cox. Let's go. Hey, Bob, you call back again, buddy. You're on. Bob, you're
okay.
On.
Yeah. All right. The thing is John Cox, he had backed and given money to Brown, to Pelosi, and to Barbara Boxer.
So did Trump.
Okay?
So did Trump.
Yes, I understand, but Trump did it for business reasons.
Well, you don't.
I work for people that we had to give money to Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And okay. I've got a member of the family that gives money to Democrats and holds fundraisers for him. But he's as Republican as you and I. But he's in that kind of business where he's got to be both sides there.
That's right. But the thing is here is John Cox for 30 years was a registered Democrat. And now he's running as a Republican. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me he couldn't make it as a Democrat. It's too hard. It was too hard.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
Bob. Hey, Bob. Okay, I go back to this. I go back to this one question, though, and this is for everybody.
Yep. I
understand. Do you want Gavin Newsom as governor?
No.
You would much rather have John Cox as governor, right?
I'm not sure.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. Even
brothers.
Half full, half empty. I'm a half full kind of guy. Don't be a half empty kind of guy, Bob.
Yeah.
You know, even if he slows it down, what's happening here? And gives us enough time to accumulate enough money so we can all move out of California, all right? Okay, Bob.
Well, I'd rather than have stated Jefferson as California.
Well, but that is a stated fact that we all would rather have that. Okay, I think that there's people that we would not have a problem with business. We would not have a problem with people because people in California that are like us, and there's lots of people like us that want individual freedoms, and they want to have rights, and they believe in their country and all this. We'd have a lot of people move up here. I have no doubt that the economy would be fine. You know, there'd be things that have to be done. But let's just take the first part. Let's try to keep Gavin Newsom out of the office. Thanks a lot, Bob.
I got to run. Have a great day. Bye.
You bet, buddy.
There's a quandary here. On one hand, never compromise your principles is a very honorable thing to say.
I love that.
On the other hand, a desired result.
Was Trump your first choice?
No.
Was he your second choice?
Somewhere down.
Third choice?
Yeah, somewhere down.
Okay, so maybe he was your third choice. But then you look about who he was running against.
Yeah, there were no good results here.
Well, you know what? There were, because I tell you why. I was not going, and me and so many other millions of people said, you know what? We've had enough of the Clintons. We have had enough of the Clintons. And, yes, Trump has got so many things about him. That would I want to sit down and have dinner with him? Yeah, I might. You know, Melania's cute. And Linda and I would sit there and we could chit-chat about baseball. But he is not my first choice or even my second choice. But since he's been in, and even though he does things that are just, I just look and go, I can't believe this man said that or did this. He has also done other things. He has done what he has said. Here's the thing I admire about Trump. He has done what he has said.
In spite of every obstacle thrown in his way.
And here's what people don't realize, that Obama told everybody what he was going to do 4 years before the election when he gave this little speech one time, 3 years before he was elected president. And Obama did it. He went to national health care. He did these other things. Well, Trump's doing the same thing. He's gotten at least there was a meeting, going to be a meeting with North Korea. He has gotten us out of things. He has revitalized the economy. He has done a lot of things that he said he was going to do. But the biggest thing is appointing young judges in the Supreme Court. That is the whole thing. We got to take a break. I'm going to come back with a guy by the name of Jeff Morrill, who brought in just a case of things that he plans, he would like to see happen for South City Park, to take that back from just being a place where people lounge to a bustling, vibrant community. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump has called off next month's summit with Kim Jong-un. In a letter to the North Korean leader, the president announced that their historic summit planned for June 12th in Singapore will not take place. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo read the letter during an appearance on Capitol Hill.
Sadly, based on the tremendous anger and open hostility displayed in your most recent statement, I feel it is inappropriate at this time to have this long-planned meeting.
In that statement, the North Korean government referred to Vice President Pence as a political dummy and said it is just as ready to meet in a nuclear confrontation as at the negotiating table. President Trump called the missed opportunity a truly sad moment in history and said Kim should call or write if he changes his mind. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. With more news, here's Rich Thomason.
U.S. home sales tumbled 2.5% last month as housing prices rise. There's also a persistent shortage of properties on the market. Home sales have dropped 1.4% over the past year, and that's largely because the number of sales listings has declined by 6.3%. President Trump is weighing in on the new NFL policy requiring players to stand for the national anthem if they're on the field before a game, or to stay in the locker room if they refuse to stand.
I don't think people should be staying in locker rooms, but still, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country.
Mr. Trump speaking on the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends. Wall Street stocks were already in the red before the latest North Korea developments dragged them even lower this morning. Right now, the Dow is down more than 1%. It's off 264 points. The NASDAQ, 63 points lower, and the S&P 500 index currently down 23 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Would you like to trade bank accounts with Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world? How about a payday like Bill Gates or Oprah? Well, the one thing they all have in common is they're making millions because of the internet. And right now, a group of regular people just like you are getting in on this amazing online business trend, thanks to the teachings of a former dishwasher turned internet sensation, Tao V, from My Ecom Club. Right now, he is revealing his entire online store success system for free. Just call 800-877-7295 within the next 11 minutes. Leave your name and email in a voice message, and you will receive access to his entire online store system absolutely free. Plus, when you call 877-7295 or go to myecomnow.com within the next 11 minutes, we'll also give you a $97 gift absolutely free. Call 800-877-7295 to claim your spot.
A major copper smelting plant in southern India has been ordered to close after riots by local residents left more than a dozen people dead.
The pollution control board in the state of Tamil Nadu said the plant was trying to resume production without permission. The authorities have cut off electricity to the factory in the port city of Thoothukudi. The plant has already been non-operational for nearly 2 months, awaiting clearance from environment regulators. Thousands of people held a rally on Tuesday, complaining that the plant pollutes the environment. Police opened fire after the demonstrators tried to storm a government building and set vehicles on fire.
That's the BBC's Embarrassin Edarajan. China and Japan both condemning the Trump administration's decision to launch an investigation into whether tariffs are needed on imports of vehicles and automotive parts into the United States. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Congress passes a bill expanding the availability of private health care to veterans who need an alternative to the VA.
President Trump pushed for this legislation to expand private health care to veterans who either have to wait too long to get care at a Veterans Affairs facility or the VA Medical Center doesn't offer the treatment they need. The Senate overwhelmingly passed the legislation, as did the House, which also heads off a funding crisis for the Choice Private Sector Program. There's also a provision to help pay down student loans for doctors who agree to work for the VA, and another to look at closing down underperforming veterans facilities. Some Democrats worry it pushes the agency closer to privatization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The International Space Station has accepted delivery of more than 7,000 pounds of supplies. Commercial cargo ship arriving at the orbiting lab 3 days after launching from Wallops Island, Virginia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. No, she's not on assignment. She's trying to clean up after the mess I've made and when we came back. She's trying to get our house back into order. And you know what? We flipped. She lost. She has to do that. I get to come in and talk to you. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. 530-605-4567. Put your phone next to you because we're going to be talking about some interesting things here in this next hour with a guy by the name of Jeff Morrow. But first, we go into the weather.
Indeed we do. Not a bad day all around. Mostly sunny, a high near 82 degrees. Light variable winds, 5-7 miles an hour. 20% chance of showers tonight. Maybe some thunder bumpers, depending on where you are. Mostly cloudy, and the low will be in the mid-50s. Chance of showers as we kick off on Friday. Showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm right over town after 11 a.m. That continues into the weekend with partly cloudy skies. Starts heating up, though, on Memorial Day. We are looking for a high that will be flirting with the 100-degree mark.
When was this? When?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. It's Monday.
Yeah. It happens about this time of year, I'm told.
We're hoping Les Ball comes on Monday.
Yeah. 90 on Sunday and 96 on Memorial Day. I'll bet you parts of the valley push 100, push the triples.
Did we already talk about Alliance Heating and Air?
I do need to tell you two more pieces of data. Okay. We are at 59 degrees and rising in downtown Redding, Shasta Lake at 19 from the top and dropping. But it's still only 19 from the top.
Can you believe that?
This report brought to you by. Now you can say it. Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kinney out in Anderson. I tell you, great people out there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Newest branch, of course, is at 1845 California Street. Why don't you go on down? Experience how Cornerstone Community Bank is moving local dreams forward. All right. Now, at some point, twice during here, I'm going to be giving away some Black Bear Diner bucks. $5 to Black Bear Diner. But not right now. Right now. You know what? It ought to be with...
Hold the phone.
It ought to be with a... Like, you make a growling sound. You know, if you've heard the commercial that we run on our station here that Bob and I did. Bob and I did the commercial for Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner doesn't do a lot of radio commercials, but they are with us. Well, after we sent it to them, they really liked it. Now they're sending our commercial to other spots. And I want you to know, Bob, in Cottonwood, Arizona. You ready? Cottonwood, Arizona. They took our commercial and they recorded it with local voices.
Really?
Really.
They took, well.
They took our commercial.
Unfortunately, radio commercials are not subject to.
But that's okay, though. Because, you know, because they liked it. They don't do radio commercials, but they do here with us. And down now, they're starting to open that up. So there. So we're going to give away $5 in Black Bear Diner Bear Bucks here during the next hour.
I wrote that thing. Oh, well.
Well, you wrote, you know what, you did.
I did not write the growl. That was your
contribution. No, you wrote the initial thing, and then, and like all good productions, some of it was extemporaneous, some of it we just made up on the fly, but you had the solid bones for us to work with that you wrote. There you go. I'm here with Jeff Morrow. Jeff here is, tell us who Jeff Morrow is, Jeff Morrow.
Good morning. Good morning.
Jeff wandered in here one day and said, you know, I want to talk to you about something, but you need to talk into that microphone, buddy.
Okay. I think I can. Good morning. Jeff Morrow. Who am I? I'm a class of 70, Shasta High School, right?
Yeah.
So we just had our annual get-together party. So if I graduated in 1970, what year... Reunion was this year.
1958.
48.
48th. All
so,
right.
So that makes me somewhat of an old Redding guy, but I spent the majority of my career in Lawrence, Kansas. I was headquartered in Lawrence, Kansas, but my family lives here in Redding, and I've tried to move back several times. I moved back here in 94, and while there, I was living in Europe at the time, and the Fountain Fire hit, burned the Morrow Ranch to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back from Europe and rebuilt the Morrow Ranch, and then I built a 11,000-square-foot senior center, which I owned for many, many years. And right when that was happening, I was called by the University of Kansas to return to Lawrence, Kansas, and be the professor of entrepreneurship.
At the University of Kansas?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was there.
Well,
what kind
of class is that when you talk about a director of entrepreneurship? Are those classes you get?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had undergraduate and graduate programs, very popular. We would divide our students into teams of four and do projects within the community in the Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas area. So I led student engagements. We would do business plans and feasibility studies for local businesses. So I did that for many decades and then moved back to Reading.
Were you part of the faculty?
Oh, yeah, I was full-time.
Tenured type guy, huh?
No, I was not a tenure track. I was. I only have a master's degree.
Uh-huh.
To be tenure, you have to have a PhD.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
Yeah, but you were there long. Okay, so your whole background then is just making things happen.
I think I spent the decades before in Europe and in the States building companies, yes. And I moved back to Reading again in 2009, and I built a 4,400-square-foot office building right around the corner, which I still own. I moved back to Kansas again, where for 5 years I led a startup company in the solar industry, but my wife and I moved back here in 2009, where we now, excuse me, in 2013 we moved back here. And we've lived here now almost 5 years. We live very close to here, downtown Reading, and we own quite a bit of property in downtown Reading. This is a picture of me right after I moved back to Reading. I discovered that Reading had changed a lot.
Okay, and now for people who, of course, can't see the picture, it says, boot the needle, no zombies on drugs, and enabling tough love. But here's a photo of him. You were using a weed whacker out on your property.
Yeah.
And it hit a hypodermic needle and drove it through your boot.
Yeah. Luckily, I was wearing rubber boots. And weed eater string hit that needle. The needle shot right into the ball of my foot and stuck. It stuck in my rubber boot. It would have stuck in me. And so that was early, just right after I had moved back here in 2013, and I had noticed. Now, recall that I had just finished an office building back in 2008, 2009, 2040 Shasta Street.
Yeah.
I had such things as exterior outlets, hose bibs, welcome mats, hoses and rakes in my little shed where I keep up. All of that have gone now, of course. We know that things have changed dramatically.
So you've taken out the faucets. You've taken out everything that could be stolen or used.
Absolutely.
No, everybody has. Everybody has.
And pick up garbage every day. But, you know, this is California, and you're not supposed to bring the wine unless you bring the cheese. And so
you're bringing the cheese now, huh?
Yeah.
I got to take a break first because we're going to talk about this. Jeff came in, and like I said, I know Jeff in the sense that he walked in one day, and he said, you know, South City Park had, they'd asked for ideas for South City Park. Well, I put in some ideas. I know other people put in ideas, but I haven't heard anything back. And that's when I called, Barry Tippin and said, Barry, what about this? And so did this just came out, the thing you just threw to me?
No, that is the RFP.
This is the request. Okay, this is the RFP for project for South City Park. And Barry said, well, you know what? We got a few of those in there. And they were still going through the process. And, you know, of course, he said, we're looking at all of them, and we are going to approach people here soon. And that was just like, what, a week ago or 10 days ago?
Correct.
So I expect this is moving forward. And this came out on the City of Reading request for preliminary proposals on projects for South City Park to be in on April 2nd, and they moved it back later than that.
Right, but I turned in April 2
right.
On time.
Okay. Anyway, we're here with Jeff Morrill, and we're going to take a quick break here. But if you want $5 in Black Bear Diner Bucks, it's time to call me at 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 225-2225 Hilltop Drive. one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, where Linda goes to shop. So knowing she's going to get a great deal. We'll be right back. You want those Black Bear Diner bucks, $5 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks, give us a call.
I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Studio, KCNR 1468. Good morning. Welcome back. It's 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 24th of May 2018, 60 degrees, going up to 82 today. It's going to be getting warm. It's going to be getting warmer. And on Memorial Day itself, next Monday, it looks like it could almost hit 100. So be prepared for that. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers Sharon Clark, business that she's had for well over 11 years here. Of course, she's got her show called Generations. She will come and see you. She will visit you for a complimentary in-home consultation. Their schedules run from anywhere from 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day. Wouldn't you want to have your loved ones be where they're the happiest in their own home? Of course you would. Give them a call, 226-8350, or learn more about Reading Home Helpers at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. I'm with Jeff Morrill, who, we just learned a little bit about Jeff here, an entrepreneur who's lived here. He's a graduate of a class of 70 from
Shasta High School,
one of the Wolves. And he put in the city of Reading put in a request for preliminary proposals for projects for South City Park. Barry Tippin was on and said that they wanted to do things because the more people you have in the park, a vibrant community or actions or businesses down there, the less you're going to have or 60 or 70 people just laying around shooting up. Jeff's lived his whole life here, but he's traveled a lot and gone. I lived in other places, but you keep coming back. You and your wife keep coming back. And the last time he came back here, okay, I'm here for good. And the first thing that happens is he's weed whacking some of his property here and then drives a needle through his boot.
A hypo.
And, you know, that's something like that always wakes you up. It's kind of like having a round crack next to your head. And you think to yourself, whoa, I think I maybe should stand behind this pillar here. Okay, so what was your idea for South City Park? Tell us what you think South City Park could become.
Well,
you've just lined up with all types of neat things.
I did. I think that, first of all, I want to recognize that Heather and Rick Phillips and Erica Jones also submitted a proposal. And I've spoken with Rick Bassetti several times. And I think that man is truly an asset to our community. He has a lot of good ideas.
Rick Bassetti gives, he was the mayor and city council, took a lot of flack. And Rick one day just said, that's it. And he has devoted himself to the Colt 45s in South City Park.
And done a fantastic job. It's truly an asset to the community. And talk about working hard in a rough environment. So
he's down there constantly in the forefront. He's like in the forefront of a fight for South City Park.
Yeah, I saw him Sunday morning, 6 a.m. He was down there working on his sprinklers. So he's really taking care of, he's doing business down there. So let's remember Rick and Heather. In other words, Erica Jones, I don't propose to have a monopoly on ideas. And in fact, my idea, I call the full utilization plan.
Okay.
And the full utilization plan is complicated, but it's at the same time quite simple. The idea is that in order to affect change at South City Park, we're going to have to try a lot of different things. And the best way to get started is to get started. So what I'm proposing is a formation of a scenario in which South City Park could be passed by a lease to an entity that would lease the park from the city within the guidelines of Parks and Rec, and then attempt any number of things, a lot of different things, and to keep throwing darts at the dartboard until something sticks and we make something happen. So I call this somewhat of an academic approach. In a academic environment, you form committees and get things done, or you can send an idea to a committee to let it die. Depends on the attitude of the committee. But what we know in Reading is that South City Park has a lot of people interested. It's a community asset, and the stakeholders are numerous stakeholders. Everybody, I won't go into names. I've got a list of 20 stakeholders right off the bat.
Like when you say a stakeholder, like who?
Okay,
not all of them, but just when people see.
Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Viva Downtown, the Oaksong music community, the Sheriff's Office, RPD, radio station, school district, Colt 45, city council, REU, bikers, Indians, artists, music people, Sons of Italy.
Okay, I see what you're saying here when you say a stakeholder. These are people that utilize the park or who are. I thought you were talking like a private entity, and there's no private entities there. So these are all just like public entities that want to make sure this thing works.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And have an interest in a better Reading. And I think the proper venue to vet ideas and move forward would be to form a committee of stakeholders to help guide this process. One of the rules about in my life, I like to say that a goal, set a committee and get something done. In South City Park, a goal without a deadline isn't a goal. So the idea is to set up a timeline. I believe that functionally you could do something like a letter of intent. This group intends to lease South City Park We will submit to the city a letter of intent. And then based on that letter of intent and some degree of control that the city is comfortable with, let's try a little before we buy a lot. Let's get started and get things going down in South City Park. I believe that Rick, Heather, Erica Jones, myself, and many, many others would jump right in and get things done.
All right, so I'm not a big fan of committees. I'll just tell you that right now.
Yeah, I lived in Europe for many years, and there's a saying over there, there's a reason there are no statues to committees.
There is, because they couldn't agree, first of all, on it. But you know what a camel is, right?
Well,
yeah, that's a horse put together by a committee. So here's my thought on this is I agree with what you're saying. There are stakeholders in there. I don't even think they should be in there until you've got a really small, compact group of really smart people that are thinking this is the best thing, and you come up with that timeline, and you come up with that idea, and then you lay it on them. Because trying to get the sheriff and all these other guys together to agree on anything, we go back, and I'm not throwing water on your plan. I'm just saying is that I see what happens in this town, that a small, compact group of business guys and girls who have got this clear, concise vision of what it could be, you need to push it to the bureaucrats, because these people at City Hall, I'm sorry, but they've risen through the ranks because they're good at that. There are exceptions to this that can go out and look outside the box. We need that outside the box thinking with that plan that's just brought in.
Okay, now
that's just my opinion.
Carl, you just brought up the concept that it's good to have a strong leadership team that can push things through the bureaucracy, because there are going to be rules, and in large part, after reading all of these proposals, I think that many of the ideas will be found to be not legal or regulatorily not enabled. And so part of my submission for the full utilization plan, I call the perpetual versus periodic general plan update, in which part of the role of this committee or a committee is to get attached to the planning commission so that you have a new on-ramp for regulatory change. I'll give you an example. What if you wanted to have beer at a music event? What if you wanted to have an ice truck? What if you wanted to have camping as part of the mayor's bike ride? These things are not allowed. Our codes in Reading and almost everywhere, we call them permissive, which is an oxymoron. They are not permissive. They exclude everything that isn't exactly written. Unless it is exactly expressly allowed, it's not allowed. How are we going to speed the regulatory change that we need to get activity in South City Park? Let's have this community committee also somehow be attached to the planning commission. So if you have a change, a regulatory idea to bring forward, you don't have to bring it through our standard bureaucratic process. They're too busy. They don't have time. They're doing big downtowns and Costco's and major things. They have no time for small incremental changes. So part of the full utilization plan is to create a new form of change by attaching a citizens committee to the planning commission so that new ideas, new regulations, new rules can be passed up, forwarded, and made law in Reading, so we can get something done differently.
Okay. We're here with Jeff Morrill, who has got ideas on how to do South City Park and other ideas how to streamline changes to bureaucracy that would allow South City Park to grow and prosper, and changes that aren't usually allowed, how you can make these changes. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Lee's Honda, Kawasaki, and Polaris, located at 2230 Larkspur Lane since 1967. Think about that. That was even before you graduated from high school. So they've been there, oh my gosh, 50 years.
50 years.
Okay, so Lee's Honda continues to offer the finest and largest selection of Honda, Kawasaki, and Polaris vehicles and accessories in the North State. Lee's Honda, Kawasaki, and Polaris. Head on down there. 2230 Larkspur, very close to Bastione Arms. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling
bingo
and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawing every session. Rock and roll bingo in our $20,000 anniversary marathon. $250 cash drawing after every regular game. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will win a brand new laptop and free slot play. Plus, nine winners receive an Alexa Fire tablet and our Drop It Like It's Hot drawing. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive three tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing. Every month, ask about Bingo's Give Back promotion and special drawings every session. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to drop, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only, hands free. Who says you can't win them all? Play bingo, win your share of cash, free slot play and electronics. You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote on June 5th.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
The rose has its thorn. Just like
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Mundebach. Good morning, everybody.
Just like every
60 degrees, going up to 82 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Cypress Square Barbershop is bringing us this segment. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. A veteran-owned business that gives the best haircuts in town. I'm heading down there today to get mine cut. I'm just, you know what? I think I'm going to go for the long hair this year. I'm just going to have it trimmed around the edges. I'm going to go to my Croatian look, my Croatian contractor look. I'm going to start wearing black suits, black shirts, black ties, and grow my hair long like I did over there. What do you think?
Really? You were that way in Croatia?
Yeah.
And
but man buns aren't a thing over there, are they?
It was over in Zagreb and okay, all the other places around there, too.
Sure, sure.
Anyway, but I'm still getting my hair cut, even if it's trimmed, down at Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. Hey, I'm here with Jeff Morrill. And Jeff is, you know what, I met Jeff a few weeks ago. He wandered into the office. Well, he came in purposely. and said, hey, this is what's going on. South City Park, I put in an idea about what to do things because the city asked for it. I haven't heard anything. And after I talked to Barry Tippin, and Barry said, yeah, we're moving forward with it. And then Jeff and I talked again about all these different things that are going on. But Jeff has got skin in the game here in this town. He isn't just coming up with something. Say, hey, I want to put and nothing against Todd or, of course, Dutch Bros about the food trucks. I think it's a great idea. You see an opening and you fill it. You move forward, and this is what they did. But the more I talk to Jeff, I realize how bound we are in a bureaucracy that doesn't let people move forward. And so, let's go through some of the ideas that you have for South City Park. One of them is the Orange Can Project. I have no idea what that is.
Okay,
but
let's take a minute on the Orange Can Project. This is not a 3-minute soundbite. This is somewhat of a difficult concept. Now, we started our conversation with the needle in the boot, right?
Needle in the boot.
And I'm a downtown businessman.
Right.
I don't want to whine about the trash. I don't want to whine about people in my dumpster every night. That's not the project.
That's not it.
Why
you're here.
We're going to make some solutions to the problem.
There you go.
Okay. Now, here, I call the Orange Can Project my preliminary cash flow. I am entrepreneurial. I want to get something started, and I need a little bit of a cash flow to keep us going. And part of my full utilization plan is to use the 1250 building down there in South City Park as a bootstrap center for all the people that have ideas and activities, including the Parks and Rec. They have a great number of programs that would work
okay,
well
the
there.
The 1250 building, is
that's
that
the building there by the softball fields on the corner.
Okay.
Anyway, the Orange Can Project came about because as I have picked up trash over the years and watched people load their black plastic bags with the cans and drive them around, I thought, man, you guys tick me off. You're making messes, and I'm sick of picking it up, and I want to communicate to the world at large that this level of trashy behavior is unacceptable. So how are we going to deal with that? The Orange Can Project uses the CRV recycling money as a source of cash flow. Now imagine this. Instead of people putting their recyclables into their bins, rolling to the street, and then having them pod through every night, we put out orange cans in certain areas. Let's say that we put them on Eureka Way by the car wash and down at South City Park, and people can put their recyclables in these big orange cans.
That are impossible to get into.
Yes, and then we give the cash flow to these orange cans to a deserving, enterprising, unemployed, homeless person. They get the cash flow. You can have this cash flow. But if you're going to have this cash flow, in return, you have to keep this area clean. Your task is to not have trash in this area. Maybe you're going to make $20 a day. Maybe you're going to make $30 a day. Maybe you make $5 a day. Whatever it is, we'll give you this money if you keep this area clean. So now we have basically what will be today a street-type person with a small income and an incentive to tell his comrades, quit throwing trash. Stay out of the trash. Trash is bad. I'm cleaning it up now, and I don't want you to make it because I'm having to clean it. So really,
how many of these orange cans do you see, 20, 30, 40?
It goes
could
like
be
this.
100.
So the Orange Can Project dovetails with Housing for the People, the Housing for the People Project. Now, I have a small company called Affordable Housing Associates, and we are taking advantage of the new second unit rules that allow tiny houses, small houses, on a foundation. These things have a monthly payment of around $400. Someone with the people, they call them, the people in South City Park, they make between $600 and $900 a month. So they have
they all do?
Oh, yeah. Everybody has a source of income. They're not. There's a reason that you can be on staycation in South City Park. They've got a little money, but it's not quite enough.
Drugs and, and cigarettes. And
right.
And cats.
So with the Orange Can Project, that little bit of extra money would be enough to get them in a affordable market rate, non-subsidized small house. I think that the Orange Can Project could fund housing for 10 homeless people right away. So I would recommend.
Where are these houses put?
According to the new rules, any R1, any R-rated, R-zoned lot, R1, 2, 3, must allow a second unit.
Must be residential you're talking
yes.
about.
You
must
can,
allow.
Must allow. If you have an accessory structure, a garage, a shop, whatever, the setbacks of the accessory structure can be used for, now they call them, an accessory dwelling unit, an ADU. We don't call them granny flats anymore, second units, pool houses. All that language is dead. It's now the accessory dwelling unit.
Okay, is this in the city?
In the city. Check this out. No sewer permit. No water permit. No traffic fee. No fire fee. No park fee. If you build two of the same one, 25% building fee instead of 100%. So you take out all these fees. They used to be approximately $22,000 to $24,000 for a second unit. The fees alone. Those fees are now gone. This is a state and local initiatives, all passed, new rules. Take those fees away. Now the second, oh, and there's another really big one.
How big are these houses?
In my affordable housing unit, smallest, most affordable one is about 385 feet. But the ones with second stories, which have lofts, and that's a whole other topic. What is a loft? A loft is not spoken to in the building codes. With lofts, they can be 900 square feet. Quite large. Very nice. Beautiful. Quite affordable.
How much are they?
Small ones. Just the material. Just the material.
If you
alone.
Build one in my backyard, how much? And I want
the smallest
I want
ones cost material around $18,000.
So it's $18,000 for one of these little houses?
No, that's just for the material.
Oh, so these little houses are more than that.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have put in a foundation, and there's some labor involved.
Okay, so they have to have a foundation.
Absolutely.
Because that's part of the deal.
It's an amazing new. It's an amazing thing. There are even loans now. The federal government has revised the Freddie and Fannie underlying financing guidelines to now allow second units to be counted. The square footage can be counted in the value, and the cash flow is now counted when approaching lending. So with the new rules and the Orange Can Project, I can house 10 people with this cash flow and spread the news amongst the people that trash is bad. We could be clean like Switzerland, like Singapore, a wonderful tourist-oriented place without trash.
Why don't you have these collection points and then have them pay them $20 to keep them clean and then just take all the cans and all that stuff yourself?
Independent contractors.
You want to be independent contractors? So they're
each of these people are their own businessman. They're in business for themselves. Affordable Housing Associates, to get the job going, start it. We'll help, be happy to help them with their accounting because I believe that we could set up a prototype here. Let's try a little before we buy a lot.
All right. Okay. So that's the Orange Can and the affordable housing. You've got 1,000 other things here, too.
Oh, let's try this one.
East European style bathrooms.
Absolutely. East European. You know, down at South City Park, you've got really good facilities down there. Beautiful block buildings. You've got toilets, shower. You've got everything it takes to serve a park beautifully. And they are locked up tight. So back in East Europe, I lived in East Europe for 4 years. And there they had people, we called them ponies. And they had a little bowl. And if you wanted to use a public restroom and you wanted toilet paper, you left them a tip.
That's right. Now, what part of Europe were you?
I lived in Warsaw, and I lived and worked in Venice, Italy.
Okay. Well, yeah, everybody is used to the little lady there.
Yeah.
And it would hiss at you if you,
didn't leave a tip.
If you didn't leave something there.
Yeah, because she cleans it.
And so it would be like hissing and things being said. And if you're just a tourist, you're not quite sure of that. But once you live there, you've got lira in your, or you got coins in your pockets and all these things just to hand in, give them to the little lady who then hands you the toilet paper.
And keeps the bathroom clean because this is a park. And when I come down to play tennis, basketball, I'm an older guy. I need to go to the bathroom. I hate walking over to those nasty portable toilets. If you've ever been to the... I ride my bike down to South City Park all the time. By the time I get there, I need to go to the bathroom, and I have to use those horrible nasty porta potties. Ugh. East European style bathrooms. Establish a cash flow for the people. And once again, make the people responsible for keeping clean. They will not be the people anymore. They will have enough money to live somewhere and go to work like the rest of us.
Let's go to the car camp.
Car camping.
In South City Park?
Are you kidding me? Listen to this one. South City Park was originally a car camp venue. In the 30s, South City Park was right there at Quartz Hill Road and North Market Street. There's a little car camping thing that was there. The Diesel Horse had a car camping area along the river, and South City Park was a car camping. What I'm suggesting is that if you have good bathrooms and you're having a big event, like they're having a music festival where 5,000 people will come, maybe that weekend you could have car camping in there. Mayor's Bike Challenge. Maybe some group, a bike group from San Rafael wants to come up and do the mic, and there's 30 of them, and they can all camp there and have car camping over the weekend down in South City Park. Carl, it's kind of a strange thing, but I used to own large music festivals, 25,000 people.
I want to talk about that when you get – we got to take a break right now. Sure. But I want to talk about when we get back because I think there's so much that Reading doesn't do. And the other thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about your property downtown, that property you own and what you're going through with the city, which is, was nothing that Jeff wanted to talk about. But, again, it's one of those things that – when I heard about it just a couple minutes ago, I thought, I'd like to talk about that if you feel comfortable with doing that.
Well, go ahead with your break. Let's okay. I look forward to it.
And we'll talk about it during the break here. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. Now, here's an idea whose time has come. It's the largest privately owned security company north of Sacramento. They have well over 100 trained officers. Now, it's over 100 trained officers. They have more on the street. They have more officers on the street than the police do at any one time. They take care of the electrical power systems here. They are on the river trail on bikes. They can be at your business or your home in under 10 minutes. That's right. Imagine that. Imagine you've got somebody in your business that's disruptive, and you know the police can't make it there. Well, you know what? You've got this thing set up with North State Security, and it is very, very, very reasonable in price. You need to give them a call at 243-0295, and you're going to you'll never be sorry for doing this. This is North State Security. They're starting their 50th year this year. An ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back with Jeff Morrow and more ideas.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR1460. Good morning, everybody. This is our last segment of the show. 9 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock, 60 degrees, going up to 82. It's going to be a beautiful day today and tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Joe Comente on, running for District 1 Supervisor. Next Monday, trying to get Les Bond to have him on. I'd love to have Melissa Hunt come on, too, before that Tuesday where everybody votes. So let's see who else they'll leave. And David back on again. I've asked Missy, but she hasn't seemed to be able. She's on once, but she has not been able to make the time to come back again. Let's see what else we got going on that one. Oh, and both sheriffs. Or the sheriff and the and his opponent. I want to have them all on before everybody votes again. So it's going to be a busy week next week, so we can listen to everybody and have to move a bunch of stuff around. I hope you're having a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day today. I'm here with Jeff Morrill, and Jeff is he's come up with like 46 different ideas on how to do South City Park, but it's more than that. It's entrepreneurship at its very best. It's like 12 ideas, and out of the 12, maybe two. If two stick, right? No, I mean, that's what it is, right? You throw that out. If two stick, it's great. Now, but this last one you've got is very interesting. The enhanced, what is it?
Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District. What this is, what I'm saying here, the topic is South City Park.
Right.
Basically, South City Park sits in the downtown area, and it is blighted.
It's blighted. It's underused. No.
The tax base is horrible.
Taking away, of course, Tiger Field and the library and little bocce ball courts, yeah, and the tennis courts. Everything else, it's underutilized because it's been taken over by transients, homeless, whatever you want to call them, 60 to 70 of them out there every day. You can't use the place. So the only way you're going to do that is to put something in there so it's vibrant. And that businesses are in there. And so this latest one, this Enhanced Infrastructure Financing Districts.
Right. Now, this is a plan to affect the neighborhood around South City Park, because a park in the midst of blight cannot be as vibrant as a park in the midst of a vibrant community. How can we get a vibrant community around South City Park? I am a property owner in downtown Reading. I would love to develop. I have developed in Reading several large buildings over the years, over the course of decades. I have built buildings, and I understand the cash flows, I understand the process, and I know exactly why I won't develop in downtown Reading right now. It won't pencil. I can't make money.
Unless you get large grants.
Grants and all these other programs that, quite frankly, I'm just not geared up for mentally, and I don't. I believe there are methods that are available to us that don't go down that road. One of them is the Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District. This is a response at the state level to the dismantling of the redevelopment districts. Redding had a big redevelopment district all over California. Areas that were declared blighted were to get enhanced tax treatment in order to spur development. Basically, those involved tax increment financing, TIF. TIF allowed future increments in property taxes to go for the improvements associated with a property. Sidewalks, sewers, street lights, sustainable projects, you name it. The problem with TIF and redevelopment is it stripped the government of future taxes to the point where the state was having to constantly backfill school budgets because schools weren't getting the money from TIF. The money went to developments. TIF has always been the domain of the big developer. If you're Apple, if you're IBM, if you're any large corporation, you demand all kinds of incentives for building. The concept here is Redding could get fat eating with a small spoon. Instead of giving big tax benefits to just a few company, let's use the new state law, Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District, to give those that develop within Redding a rebate on the future incremental increase in tax.
If this is a state law, why can't you do it?
It's a new state law. I believe you can. I believe this is the successor to the redevelopment district
that they
just
passed. That they took away.
They took away. They've come up with this new thing.
Okay.
It's called the Enhanced Infrastructure Financing, and it is available to us now. Here's the deal. It's going to, let's say that we do Gene's Drive-In. Somebody comes in and says, you know, I'd love to do a Gene's Drive-In and put a car sales and a restaurant in. That would be a sales.
There's an open lot there now.
There's a beautiful, that was a deal that would have brought in wonderful tax flows. But the deal went down because it cost too much money to develop. Under an enhanced infrastructure financing district, the increase in taxes associated with that development would not have gone to the government. Instead, it would have gone back to Gene's Drive-In to pay for those improvements. The landowner doesn't go get a grant from the government. He doesn't do it. He goes to the bank. He builds it out. And instead of sending $3,000 a year to the government, he keeps that $3,000 a year, the increase, and that's how he amortizes the cost of the improvements that serve everyone.
That you need to have, like sewers, sidewalks, lights, and all those things.
Exactly. For example, my family has a lot on Court Street, and the cost of infrastructure on that lot, for me, has really, really changed over the decades. When I built the senior care center, that finished in 94. I didn't have to do storm water. I had to add some sidewalks. When I did the building, the 4,000 square foot office building on Shasta Street, I all of a sudden had all these brand new rules that was only 6 years later. Now, 10 years later, holy mackerel, the requirements of government are really impressive and expensive. You can't afford to pay all the taxes, pay all the requirements, and still have a viable project. So let's enhance South City Park's neighborhood by giving discounts on future property taxes as allowed by law through the Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District. And the good news is schools get their full share of future property taxes. So this would be a way to enhance Redding schools and the built environment, because remember, my plan is called the Full Utilization Plan, and that's what I'm talking about. Everything.
So have you heard anything back on all these ideas? Have you heard anything back yet?
No.
We're here with Jeff Morrill, who was one of the people that submitted plans for that were asked for by the city for requests for preliminary proposals for projects for South City Park. And you have a number of them and that you got back in April 2nd. I've since called Barry Tippin and they're looking at a number of them, you know, of the ones that were put in. Jeff is a landowner here in the city. He owns buildings here in the city. He's lived all over. Keeps coming back to Redding. I think. Are you here for the good for good now, or are you just not sure?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I came here fully intending, but I own property in Mount Shasta, and if you look at my website, bigsmallhouses.com, that was all devoted to a project I was going to do in Mount Shasta. I've applied for building permits in Redding and have been really having some trouble, really serious trouble. In fact, That's a whole other subject. I may not, if the city of Reading continues to be the city of Reading, I'm finding it difficult to work in this town. I might take myself elsewhere. Yeah, I'm not. I'm committed. My family lives here. I have a lot of property here. But, you know, let's be kind. Let's do business.
Let's do business. All right, Jeff Mark. Tomorrow, hey, everybody, Joe Clemente will be joining us along with a number of other groups of people. We're going to be talking about politics. We're going to be talking about town, of course, Haven Humane. Everybody have a great day today. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
And news brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me.